now be reopened to the public. So moved. Do I have a seconder? Seconded Councillor McLean. By a show of hands, those in favour? Those in favour? Those against? Declare that carried unanimously. Thank you. Councillors, in accordance with clause 5.26 and 7 of the City of Joondalup Meeting Procedures Local Law, the decision of the Council is to be read aloud by the presiding member as follows. With regards to item CJ075, the selection of nominees for the Edgewater Quarry Community Reference Group, that the Council, 1, appoints the following 6 members from the suburb of Edgewater who have nominated for the Edgewater Quarry Community Reference Group as detailed on Attachment 2 to Report CJ075-0518, 1.1 Joe Baker, 1.2 Lewis Humberstone, 1.3 Margaret Elliott, 1.4 Matt Humphrey, 1.5 Clayton Sanders, 1.6 Laura Hodgkin. 2. Appoints the following 5 members from city suburbs other than Edgewater who have nominated for the Edgewater Quarry Community Reference Group as detailed on Attachment 3 to Report CJ07505-18, being 2.1 Thomas Forbes, 2.2 Magdalene Purcell, 2.3 Carolyn Lindsay, 2.4 Moya Jones, 2.5 Julie A. Andrews. 3. Appoints the following 9 members representing the community or special interest group to have nominated for the Edgewater Quarry Community Reference Group as detailed on Attachment 4 to Reports Item CJ075-0518, being 3.1 Jane Burns, 3.2 Jason Beltran, 3.3 Annette Morey, 3.4 Elizabeth Hewitt, 3.5 Alexis Anderson, 3.6 Alan Crofts, 3.7 Brian Saunders, 3.8 Linda Dawson, 3.9 Graham Trevina, and 4 advisors, all applicants of the outcome of the selection process. Also, councillors, with relation to item CJ084, confidential Joondalup City Centre development project status, the council has resolved that. Council 1 notes the Joondalup City Centre Development Project Status Report. 2 notes that Dev West Group Proprietary Limited has agreed to the sworn valuation of $1.54 million as the sale price for Lot C of the Boas Place Concept Plan and has proposed to purchase Lot F of the Boas Place Concept Plan based on the same square metre rate as Lot C. 3. Accepts the sworn valuation of $1.54 million as the sale price for Lot C of the Boas Place Concept Plan for the development of a hotel as proposed by Dev West Group Proprietary Limited and outlined in Attachment 3 to Report CJ084-0518. 4. Requests the Chief Executive Officer to continue negotiation with Dev West Group Proprietary Limited for the sale of Lot C of the Boas Place Concept Plan for the development of a hotel as proposed by Dev West Group Proprietary Limited and outlined in Attachment 3 to Report CJ084 for a purchase price of $1.54 million subject to the satisfactory resolution of the following matters. 4.1, contribution to the public realm by DevWest Group Proprietary Limited, guided by a percentage contribution related to the overall to the proportion of the overall development site. 4.2, clarification and agreement regarding the proposed alfresco licence. 4.3, construction of Boas Square. 4.4, alignment of the proposed hotel design with the city's planning requirements. 4.5, the conclusion of the site dimensions and area. 5. Request the Chief Executive Officer to establish agreement on matters as outlined in Part 4 by the 2nd of July 2018. And finally, 6. Does not accept at this time the proposal by Dev West Group Proprietary Limited to purchase Lot F of the Boas Place Concept Plan at the same per square metre rate as Lot C of the Boas Place Concept Plan. I'm doing a reading for some children tomorrow in the library, and that was good practice, so thank you, councillors. I now also propose a further procedural motion that council resumes the operation of clause 4.3 of the City of Joondalup Meeting Procedures Local Law 2013 Order of Business. So moved. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Seconded, Councillor May. By a show of hands, those in favour? Against? Declare that motion carried. That now brings us on to announcements of notices of motion for the next meeting. Councillors. There being none, that concludes tonight's council meeting, and I hereby close the meeting at 8:58 p.m. Thank you and good evening. Sir?